We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, caring viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 63 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on SiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Bouye on Medium Network Service or MNS, and Channel 23 in Kumba on Siat Kumba. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongja Lo Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Gaoshen County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Panghu County, Channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchen Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tongtai Cable TV. In Chai County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCATV Cable Company. In Yulin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yongchang Township on Peikang Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Khod Province, Channel 21 on Han Altea Cable TV. In Edenet City, Channel 26 on Ta Tenga Cable TV and Channel 50 on Himera Cable TV. In Sugbatur Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongols. In the Han Uls Province, Channel 8 on the Han Broadcasting System. Channel 44 on Ta Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolia Digital Broadcasting. In Bayanzug and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. in Hotel Ontario 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Underhand City in Fenty Province, Channel 23 on Sunburnt Company, in Shenzhen City in Gunhua Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company, in Germany in parts of Schleswig-Holstein, and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell using channel search for Supreme Master TV, in the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Raycam Cable Network, in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia, in Colombia in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor, in Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunnel, Channel 31 on Aso Parabolica Tunnel Cable Company, in Bayoca Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquin and Santa Elenita, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company, in Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Aborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company, in Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5, La Celera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company, in Engativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company, in Barrio Nororiental de Bogota, Zona 1, Channel 41 on Tele Lunidos and Channel 55 on Litemar, in Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10, in Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2 and 3, Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26 and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc, in Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, and in Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on TV Uva La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tipiracuay Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa S.A. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a French tour company offers cultural journeys to Iraq. In humanitarian news, a United Arab Emirates royal helps children fulfill their wishes. In technology news, the Apple iPad offers aid to those with disabilities. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 28, is the National Day of Azerbaijan, commemorating its declaration of independence in 1918. Azerbaijan, situated between Iran and Russia and adjacent to the Caspian Sea, is the location of the walled city of Baku. In the inner city is the 12th century Maiden Tower and Shirvanshah's Palace, one of the fine examples of Azerbaijan's architecture. These all make up a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO World Heritage Site. This day is also Ethiopia's National Day in recognition of events in 1991 that led to the establishment of a new government and constitution. Among the UNESCO World Heritage Sites in Ethiopia are the Simien National Park with its magnificent landscapes and very rare animals, including the vegetarian Walia Ibex, who was found nowhere else on the planet. Tia is one of the most important archaeological locations in the Sodo region in southern Ethiopia. May the gentle citizens of Azerbaijan and Ethiopia have a memorable national day.
Fly News, fatal rain sweeps Panama and Colombia. Around 2,400 people were affected with 600 homes damaged when the Taribe River flooded on Monday, May 24th in Panama's Bocas del Toro province. Officials were able to airlift tents, food, and drinking water to the affected and have rescued 5 children with no injuries or fatalities reported.
In neighboring Colombia, however, the National Emergency System reported that at least 18 people have perished due to flooding and landslides from torrential rains across 134 municipalities. Another 87 people were injured and 4 still missing as 84,200 residents were affected and over 15,000 homes were damaged. The worst-hit departments include Caquetá in southern Colombia, as well as Tolima, Antioquia, Valle del Cauca, and Chocó in the west and northwest.
Sending her love and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested our nearby association members to please go, if possible, to the most affected regions and see if help is needed, saying that financial aid is available as necessary.
Our appreciation, Panamanian officials and all others bringing timely aid, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her wholehearted concern for the vulnerable. Our prayers that all the storm afflicted are soon restored to their productive daily lives and that such misfortunes are alleviated through our kinder and more eco-conscious actions.
Flooding isolates settlements in Somalia. Following week-long heavy rains, the coastal town of Alula and its surrounding villages in the northeastern region of Puntland have been rendered inaccessible by land transportation. 2 people have succumbed to the extreme weather, while as many as 15,000 others were affected, as more than 200 houses and a significant number of vital date and frankincense trees were destroyed.
According to Mohammed Said Kashawito, Director General of Puntland's Ministry of Interior, Alula and surrounding villages could only be reached by sea or air, with communication possible by radio alone. He went on to say that officials in Puntland would continue trying to reach the area with help despite the difficulties.
We earnestly thank the Director General Kashawito and other Puntland officials for your concerned efforts. With Allah's grace, may the affected Somali people be swiftly restored to the regularity of their day-to-day lives as we strive for more benevolent stewardship to help ease distressing conditions as these.
U.S. provides food aid to Bangladesh. The United States Agency for International Development, or USAID, has announced plans to donate $220 million in nutritional assistance to Bangladesh over the next 5 years. Compared to previous support, this amount represents a $10 million annual increase to $42 million each year. The expansion is intended in part to support agricultural development and improve nutrition, especially among children under 5 years of age. Many thanks, United States Agency for International Development, and heaven's blessing for your thoughtful generosity toward the Bangladeshi people. May they be graced with stable and wholesome food supplies for optimal health and vitality.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Canada grants easy visa to Saudi citizens. Canadian Ambassador to Saudi Arabia, David Chatterson, has announced that multi-entry visas are being made available to Saudi nationals to visit the country for work or study an unlimited number of times for up to 5 years rather than the 18 months that was previously allowed. As one of Canada's significant trading partners, Saudi Arabia sends more than 8,000 students to study in Canada, with 2,000 more expected to attend Canadian universities and colleges this year. Ambassador Chatterson stated, "The new visa regulations will greatly facilitate movement between our countries, promote better understanding, and bolster our strong relationship. It will be easier for Saudis studying in Canada to travel back and forth and for Saudi business people to work with their Canadian partners." What wonderful news! Many thanks, Ambassador Chatterson and Canada, for your additional welcome extended to the Saudi people. May a nation blossom in shared fulfillment and friendship.
second Loving Hut celebrated in San Francisco, USA. The Californian city, the first in the U.S. to sponsor Meatless Mondays, now has a second Loving Hut restaurant. The new locale is located in the upscale urban shopping center Westfield San Francisco Center, noted to be the busiest mall in the nation in terms of foot traffic. Many excited customers were welcomed at the recent grand opening. Let us join our correspondent there.
Greetings from San Francisco, California, USA. Today there's a large crowd celebrating the grand opening of Loving Hut Vegan Cuisine here in the Food Emporium at Westfield Mall.
My name is Sophie Maxwell, and I'm a member of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. Please consider Meatless Mondays for your city, wherever you are in the world. And please, be veg, go green, and save the planet! Yeah!
Everybody seems to be enjoying themselves. Roughly 300 meals per day are served here at this particular location, which has been open less than 3 weeks.
This is the Thai iced tea. It's delicious, delicious.
The food was absolutely incredible. I had the noodle dish, and I ate all of it, but my favorite was the cheesecake, which there's no more of. I want more. Doubles.
As the world's fastest growing family of vegan restaurants, Loving Hut International embodies Supreme Master Ching Hai's vision of providing the public with gourmet and affordable cruelty-free meals. This ideal was joyously welcomed by the large number of Loving Hut customers enjoying its diverse menu, including Eastern and Western meals, as well as a variety of drinks and dulcet desserts.
It was really fabulous. We're going mainstream. I love it. I love it. It's where we need to be so more people can get this wonderful food and learn about the benefits to their health, to the environment, and of course to the animals.
It's better for my body. I love it. Tastes good, and it's a good choice of food.
I'm so excited that all these people are learning about animals and how they can help the environment and their health, and I just am so grateful that Loving Hut is here.
Reporting from San Francisco, California, USA, this is Supreme Master Television.
Hi, very good. Very excited, I almost cried.
Be veg, go green, and save the planet.
Hi, I'm Kenneth G. Williams. I'm the world's first vegan bodybuilder champion and national spokesperson. Please, be veg, go green, and save the planet.
Hip hip hooray, San Francisco Loving Huts. We are also thankful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's support for bringing appetizing, life-affirming cuisine to all. With more and more people embracing the 100% advantageous vegan lifestyle, surely our world is on the fast track to ultimate harmony and health.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Please eat less meat and let's make taxes on meat. That's definitely one of the issues we're talking about. I'd like to tell people what the cost is of eating meat for the environment worldwide.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
U.S. police officer saves the life of a baby deer. Upon arriving at the scene of a pregnant deer found injured on the side of the road, Sergeant Mark Fry of Ohio, USA, realized that the mother would not survive her injuries and decided to try and save her unborn fawn. Sergeant Fry thus performed an emergency cesarean section and then administered mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, as well as massaging the surviving baby fawn's chest in an attempt to revive her.
After the newborn began breathing again, the sergeant also milked the mother to provide the baby with life-saving nutrients, then brought the fawn to a safe location. Speaking of his actions, Sergeant Fry said, "A life is a life. It doesn't matter if it's an animal or if it's a human being."
We are touched and thankful, Police Officer Sergeant Fry, for your compassionate actions to save a precious life. Your example of love and service toward a fellow being is surely an inspiration to us all. For his caring rescue that went beyond the call of duty, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Sergeant Fry with the Shining World Compassion Award.
Save our planet. Six factors driving global collapse. Recently on the US news website, Huffington Post, American emergency survival expert and author Matthew Stein wrote an article titled The Perfect Storm, Six Trends Converging on Collapse. In it, he described the six major factors facing humanity, each of which on its own could become a what he called a civilization buster, but when taken as a whole, would lead to a global collapse of unimaginable proportions. These civilization busters include reaching maximum petroleum production, deforestation beyond recovery, the global food crisis, population growth, fish and ocean collapse, and global warming. A multi-talented mechanical engineer who has designed homes and machines to withstand disasters, Mr. Stein is also an accomplished solo mountain climber and the author of The Survival Guide, When Technology Fails, a manual for self-reliance, sustainability, and surviving the long emergency. In a recent interview, he explained the current threats to human survival.
We're consuming the natural resources of the planet faster than they can regenerate. It's like charging $100,000 on your credit cards and paying off $20,000 every year. It's like you can only keep that up for so long and then you're bankrupt. So essentially we're living on borrowed time right now.
In his summary of the six criteria, Mr. Stein referred to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology's or MIT study that even with strict greenhouse gas emissions limits, the Earth's climate is still likely to warm by 6.3 degrees Celsius within a century. He also cited findings that 11 out of 15 of the world's major fisheries are on the verge of or are in collapse, that more than half the planet's forests have disappeared, and that the food security for one-third of the global population is threatened already due to prolonged droughts in India and China alone. The scientists emphasized with hope, however, that we can still counter these dire tendencies.
If we do not reverse these trends, there is a 100% guarantee that each individually will cause collapse, and collectively, you know, there's no chance. The chance is in making change. You know, we must change the way we do business on our planet.
Our thanks, Mr. Stein, for helping to further identify the multiple and imminent challenges faced by humanity today. May such insights prompt us to act quickly to avert such dangers and save our planetary home.
In this October 2009 video conference in Indonesia, Supreme Master Ching Hai reaffirmed, as she often has, the most immediate way to reverse the present crisis of our Earth by highlighting both its human-made cause and solution.
We must change while there is still time. Otherwise, we will face disastrous consequences and we might lose the whole world, our lives altogether. Our entire Earth is continuing to heat up from global warming, which scientists say is primarily caused by greenhouse gases emitted by the animal farms for the livestock industry. This activity of killing animals for meat has grown to vast proportions, causing immense suffering for countless animals, along with land and water pollution, massive deforestation, etc., etc. Meat production also means fishing, huh? After billions of these underwater animals have been snatched from their homes and killed en masse, Our oceans are now gravely imbalanced. The cumulative impact of all these destructive activities is really beyond measure. Stopping meat and dairy consumption and fishing, poultry, or the animal product is the fastest and most effective way to cool our planet and halt these dangerous changes.
Save our planet. Black rhinoceroses return to their wild home in a $6.8 million project funded by the Singita Grumeti Fund. Six East African black rhinoceroses have been airlifted from South Africa to the Serengeti National Reserve in Tanzania. The critically endangered herbivorous species is now returning to their home of origin after being evacuated 46 years ago for their protection from poachers. The project, known as the Serengeti Rhino Repatriation Project, is a collaborative effort of the South Africa-based Singita Grumeti Reserves, Germany's Frankfurt Zoological Society and the Tanzanian National Parks Authority. Currently, there are 33 black rhinos living in the Serengeti ecosystem, which represents a slow but steady increase from only two in 1991. About 30 more are planned to be flown back to Tanzania. Many thanks and our heartfelt congratulations, Singita Grumeti Fund and all organizations and conservationists helping to preserve the black rhino population. May these beautiful animals grace our earth in expanding numbers as they thrive in their natural homeland once more.
Save Our Planet, a new survey from U.S.-based Ernst & Young, finds that 70% of executives from global corporations across 18 different industry sectors plan to increase climate-related investments over the next 2 years.
Save Our Planet. Yemeni Undersecretary of Agriculture and Irrigation, Mohammed Al-Ghasham, meets with the director of China's Sunzone Solar Power Company to discuss replacing fossil-fueled irrigation pumps with a solar-powered version as a way to provide farmers with a sustainable energy source while saving them money at the same time.
Save Our Planet, a recent United Nations report, calls for a green revolution in Africa that would provide millions of small farmers with sustainable innovations and technologies that could be adapted to suit their needs for better assurance of stable food supplies across the continent.
Save Our Planet, stating that forest cover in all six northeastern New England states is declining. Researchers at Harvard University in the USA call for conserving 70% of the region as forest land.
Hi, you friends. I'm Doki, the proboscis monkey.
Hi, I'm Doki's dad, Ki Honk. We love our vegan diet. Today, my sweet son and I have a tip on drinking pure and delicious water.
According to the Mayo Clinic in the USA, at least 8 glasses of water each day are needed by the body to perform vital cleaning and nutrient-carrying functions.
One good idea is to have your water bottle or glass with you, so you can often take sips.
Another suggestion is to start your day with a glass of water when you wake up.
If you like, add some fresh squeezed lemon or lime for flavor.
Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now the weather around our beautiful globe.
and cultural news, ancient sites of Iraq can be visited. A French company, Whole Earth, along with its Iraqi branch, Babel Tours, will be conducting journeys to locations in Mesopotamia replete with historical and religious significance. The first tour will take place between June 6 and 14, 2010. Participants will cross from Kuwait into Nasiriyah and then be guided by an archaeologist to Ur, which is believed to be the biblical birthplace of the holy patriarch Abraham. Babylon and the regional marshes, which have been described as the physical location of the Garden of Eden, will also be destination of the group. We are delighted, Whole Earth and Babel Tours, to learn of your efforts to introduce people to the rich heritage of Iraq and her people. May your endeavors foster a deep and long-lasting appreciation for many of this wondrous part of the world.
In humanitarian news, a United Arab Emirates royal helps children fulfill wishes. As part of the 30th anniversary of the philanthropic Make-A-Wish Foundation, His Highness Sheikh Dr. Sultan bin Khalifa Al Nahyan has made it possible for 100 children who have serious illnesses to realize their dreams. His Highness has stated that it is important for him to bring happiness and hope for brighter tomorrows into young lives. Our respectful gratitude, Your Highness Sheikh Dr. Sultan bin Khalifa Al Nahyan, for your heartfelt generosity. May all youngsters be graced with an abundance of joy and love. Up next on Noteworthy News, iPad offers communication options for people with disabilities. We'll give the dog a hug and be right back. Stay tuned for more promising news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, exemplary news for a nobler world. In technology news, the Apple iPad offers hope for people with challenges in verbalization. Apple Computer's new multimedia entertainment platform can be transformed into an inexpensive communication device for people who have disabilities, illnesses, or injuries that cause them to have difficulties in expressing themselves. A Netherlands-based company, Assistiveware, has already created an accessory to iPad by which symbols can be converted into natural-sounding voice. Kudos, Apple and Assistiveware, for your valuable technological advancements. May many lives be benefited by these and other marvelous innovations.
Time for some light-hearted humor with Joke of the Day entitled Age Advantages, told in German.
Ein Reporter interviewt eine 104 Jahre alte Dame. Was meinen Sie, ist das Beste daran, 104 Jahre alt zu sein? Fragt der Reporter. Die alte Dame antwortet, kein Druck von Gleichaltrigen.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television.
I'm not a fan of the news in general, but this is a bit happier. Carly from Australia.
This is better news, thank God. At least it makes me feel the pain and the happiness of the world. Crawford from USA.
Globally concerned, Carly and Crawford, it's very good to get to your comments. In accordance with Supreme Master Ching Hai's compassionate guidance, Noteworthy News presents both the wonderful happenings and the true, though dire facts of our present world situation. We pray the day soon comes when glowing reports of the happiness and harmony between all beings on a long-living vegan planet is the predominant news that will be aired. May heaven's blessings be with you and all the eco-conscious people of Australia and the USA.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com. The address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May the luminous light of the providence shine upon you and your loved ones.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
the European Union and the Latin American Civil Aviation Commission sign an agreement to boost air travel cooperation, which is intended to reduce costs, simplify procedures, and increase international flights between their regions.
With the help of an $82,000 donation from the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, Afghanistan, the Gulbasta Mosque underwent a 2-year renovation, which was recently completed.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev holds a rare phone conversation with his South Korean counterpart Lee Myung-bak, in which he expresses his country's support of peace and encourages diplomatic resolution with North Korea.
China and Formosa or Taiwan are set to add 100 direct passenger flights and 20 cargo flights in response to growing interest from Chinese and Formosan or Taiwanese visitors and business persons.
The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, or FBI, reports that the rates of violent crimes for 2009 decreased for the third consecutive year, while property crimes were similarly reduced for the seventh year in a row.
Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak meets with leaders and dignitaries from Democratic Republic of Congo, Kenya, Germany, Spain, and Pakistan to discuss the furthering of bilateral relations as well as Middle East peace.
Researchers from the UK's University of Cambridge discover that mother chickens communicate certain information to their unborn chicks to help the babies better prepared for living conditions after birth.
In response to recent flooding, Azerbaijan's health minister Oktay Shiraliyev announces that emergency medical assistance and psychological support is being provided on-site throughout the affected areas.
When asked about obtaining sufficient iron in a meat-free diet, American author and television host Martha Stewart recommends such foods as spinach, kale, beans, and nuts to assure adequate amounts of the nutrient.
To help students from intercultural families learn their parents' native language, as well as foster cultural exchange, Dacheng Elementary School in Formosa or Taiwan launches an All-Access or Vietnamese study program.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.